sense, a part of the containment vessel is broken and it seems like the vapor is coming out from there. So that it appears to be that vapor is coming out from the broken part.
Tyson Slocum, who is Energy Program Director at the group Public Citizen, says it's an uphill battle to get a grip on the deteriorating situation at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex.
The technicians are doing a valiant effort to try and maintain critical temperatures, but without the backup power systems, their efforts are extremely challenging.
The crisis in Japan has led governments around the world to question nuclear power. President Hugo Chavez says the problems at Japan's nuclear plants have prompted him to halt Venezuela's plans to develop nuclear energy. China's cabinet says the government will suspend approvals for nuclear power stations to allow for a revision in safety standards. Spain will review the safety of its 6 nuclear power plants, and the lower house of the French parliament questioned nuclear industry executives about the safety of the nation's nuclear plants in an emergency session. In a conference call with reporters, Ira Helfand, past president of Physicians for Social Responsibility, said there should be concern about radioactive materials even a long distance away from the Fukushima plants.
Some of them are shorter-lived, like iodine-131, but strontium-90 has a half-life of 29 years, and once it's incorporated into bone, it essentially stays with you for the rest of your life, irradiating the bone and the bone marrow and causing leukemia and bone cancer. Cesium-137, it doesn't last in your body quite so long, but it has a very long half-life as well. And, of course, plutonium has the longest half-life of all of these elements that we're concerned about, at more than 24,000 years. And so the issue is that people at some remove from the plant may be exposed to very powerfully carcinogenic radioisotopes that may enter their bodies through inhalation or through ingestions from water or food, and that land at some significant distance may be contaminated so heavily with these materials that it cannot be used for by humans for an extended period of time.